Hey, it's Spencer Rivers with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? Five rude things you should not be doing at the grocery store. Don't leave your cart in the middle of the parking lot. It blocks parking spaces and it's just annoying. Take the extra 30 seconds to return it. I wish more people would do that. Don't leave the checkout line to go grab another item. If the line is three people deep and you're still waiting, fine. But once you're checking out, you can't leave. Don't block the aisle with your cart. That's another thing that happens all the time. Move it to the side so other people can get by. We're still in a pandemic, so no one wants to touch your cart and move it. Gaming the 10 items or less line. Don't line up with 15 items and expect no one to notice. A recent poll found 89% of us think 10 items or less should be a strict rule, and even 11 isn't okay. Don't let your kids misbehave. The grocery store is not a jungle gym. They can have fun and be kids, just don't let them get too crazy. Seen that happen too. Well, a farmer in Michigan has been in a fight with his neighbor over their property line, so the farmer decided to mark the line by building a 250-foot-long wall made out of manure. And the city says there's nothing they can do about it because it technically is on the farmer's property. Yeah, that stinks. According to a new study, you decide how much coffee to drink based on how your heart is feeling. The researchers found that your body can tell when your blood pressure is high or when your heart is working overtime, and it makes you crush less caffeine. Interesting. This guy might have some jealousy issues. 38-year-old FedEx driver in New York was in his truck singing at a stoplight on Tuesday, and he was singing to himself when a 22-year-old named Alexander Carrion started yelling at him because he thought the FedEx guy was flirting with his girlfriend. The FedEx driver tried to ignore him and drove off, but a few minutes later, he saw Alexander running towards his truck carrying a bow and arrow. He sped off, called 911, and when the police tracked Alexander down, they recovered a hunting bow along with four arrows. He is facing charges for harassment, reckless endangerment, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. A man died because he did not listen to his wife. Before going shopping, the woman told her husband not to mow a certain part of the grass because bees were near there. The man said he wouldn't, but he did anyway. When she returned home, her husband was trying to fight off a swarm of bees. Unfortunately, he went into cardiac arrest from all the stings and died. The man's wife said she couldn't even see his neck or back because it was covered with bees. Now, that is sad. All right. You might want to reconsider that summer road trip. Looks like there's going to be a gas shortage this summer. Stations are already starting to run low because there are fewer tanker truck drivers to fill them up. Gasoline delivery companies have been dealing with a shortage of qualified drivers for quite some time, but the pandemic made it almost impossible to train and license new ones. A strange arrest at the John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. The crime? Smuggling birds using hair curlers. What? The passenger from Guyana had the curlers tucked into his clothes and wrapped around his legs. 35 live finches were stuffed into the curlers. He kept them quiet with birdseed. He told custom agents he was offered $3,000 to smuggle them in. Betting on bird singing contests is a thing in New York City. Finches are a hot commodity. Best voice can turn up to 10 grand. Could loneliness cause cancer? Researchers say in men, yes, it can. Doctors began tracking a group of middle-aged men in the 1980s. They found loneliness could be as big a health risk as smoking and being overweight. Being lonely increased the risk of cancer by 10%, and dying of cancer was more likely if the men were not married or were widowed or divorced. Okay, that's it for Thursday, and looking for better weather for the weekend. I got a lot of outdoor work to do. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. You have a good weekend. I'm Spencer Rivers.